Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. I created the Conscious Code Collective membership, and that membership allows you to look at all of the details of each 64 human design gates and gene keys, right? Like, what? Okay, and I broke down the shadows. I broke down the gifts, the I Ching aspects, the gene keys aspects, the human design aspects. I gave you affirmations that you can use to further embody your gifts and overcome your shadows, or embrace your shadows, I should say. I created a lot of contemplative journal prompt questions that you can reflect on for each 64 gates or gene keys. I also created, you know, tips to help you further embody the gifts of your specific gates. So if you want to learn about all of the 64 gates, I would encourage you to join the Conscious Code Collective membership. It is only $27 a month. I'm going to go ahead and put the link down there in the show notes so you can go ahead and grab that, become a member. Every single month, we're also going to be going through one specific gene key sphere, starting with the activation sequence, the Life's Work sphere, which is your conscious sun gate. It is 70% of your personality. So we're going to start that this month. If you become a member this month, you can get in on that. I already created a journal for it, so I'm super excited about that, to share that with you guys. Definitely click that link and become a member. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Divine Embodiment Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about Gate 50. I personally have Gate 50 as my conscious and unconscious Pluto. So anyone born in my generation is going to have this underlying energy. You know, it really does remind me of what's happening right now in the world, the awareness that's being brought forth, and I do feel this energy deeply within me. So Gate 50, I refer to as the frequency of harmony, and it's also called the gate of values in human design, or the gate of nurturing. It's located in the spleen center, and it's going towards the sacral. So Gate 50 is in the tropical cusp of Libra and Scorpio in Western astrology. But in Vedic astrology, it is in Libra. And to me, this gate is very Libra energy. And you'll see why. So the shadow is corruption, which is distortion of values due to fear, poor boundaries, or being influenced by unhealthy groups or misuse of power, leading to disharmony in the group or tribe. And when you think about corruption, you know, it's exactly what it sounds like. In the shadow, there's, you know, you just know what's fair and what's unjust. And you stand, and it values deep inner peace and transformative shifts in consciousness. As we stand in our sovereignty, as we become more empowered individually, we actually raise our consciousness, our state of consciousness, and that impacts the entire community, the tribe, the world in a positive way. And this gate loves the implementation of higher values within the tribe. It loves teaching the values. It loves making sure that people are embodying the values within the tribe and that there is no corruption. So in the shadow of corruption, this gate can be submissive to the hierarchy because it fears it. And you can get caught up in the system and then feel overwhelmed by the weight of knowing that you've done nothing to change it. So you're aware of what's not just, what needs, you know, what values are not being upheld, but you submit to the hierarchy and then you feel overwhelmed. You feel the weight of the world on your shoulder because you know you're not doing anything to change it. You have that inner knowing. Another expression in the shadow is irresponsibility, where the anger is expressed at the system or at the people that are cohering to the system, you know, the people that follow the hierarchy, and you are not being accountable for the ugliness that exists in the hierarchy. You're just making it worse because you're angry and you're yelling at the system or you're yelling at those that follow it and nobody's listening to you. I have that personal experience in the shadow, having this gate active consciously and unconsciously in my design. You know, there's definitely been times where I was forcing my values, my views, my inner knowing of what is right and what is not right. And people were tuning me out, especially with the 5-1 that I have, you know. Nobody really wanted to hear what I had to say. And I was being irresponsible in my approach to help, you know, people wake up to the fact that the system is not fair and just. So we really have to be aware of the fact that we can be irresponsible in our approach of doing that. So in the gift, it's more of about harmonizing groups. We bring people together and we speak in a way where people actually receive what we're trying to convey when it comes to the establishment, when it comes to what's fair and what's not. So in your gift, you have the capability to establish values within yourself, within the tribe. You are courageously responsible, which is the opposite of being irresponsible. You take on that responsibility of awakening those to the corruption in the hierarchy. And you can balance a sense of equilibrium in the tribe. You know how to bring harmony. You know how to bring peace. You know how to find that balance. And you also can empower others at the individual level. This is all about individual empowerment again, you know, where you know that as we stand in our sovereignty, harmony begins to exist within the tribe, within the community that we're impacting. And you strive for deep inner peace. You know, it's that very Libra balancing act, wanting peace, wanting to create peace. And you serve and nurture the tribe and bring any corruption to light in a balanced and tactful way. So you're bringing awareness to the corruption that exists. You're bringing the issues to light in a way that people are receiving you and that they want to implement the values that you are insisting upon within your community. Instilling the values that you know will bring harmony and peace to the community. So here are some contemplative questions or journal prompts that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active in your chart or during the 6 days that the sun is in this gate's energy. What do my values look like in action? Am I being irresponsible in my approach? Or am I being tactful in helping other people see the corruption? What societal norms or values have I accepted without questioning them? Where have I ignored my discernment when it comes to societal norms? And what have I accepted when I know that it's completely against what I truly value? Big one in today's day and time. And in what ways am I compromising my integrity to fit into societal norms? Integrity is huge for this gate. And sometimes we compromise who we truly are in order to fit in. And this gate does not want you to do that. The energy of this gate is to bring things that are of corruption, of corrupt descent, or things hidden in the darkness to light in order to create harmony and peace and balance, equilibrium within the world around you. So some tips that you can use for this specific gate is to always stay true to your values, regardless of what the society is saying, whatever the societal norms are. Stay true to your values. Otherwise, you're going to feel unaligned in yourself. And embrace the fear of responsibility for the welfare of your community. Accept that responsibility. Accept that you know what's best and that you need to take action in order to create that harmony, that equilibrium, in order to remove the corruption and instill the values. And practice discernment for what is just and fair and what is not. Tap into that spleen energy, that intuition, that inner knowing. Use your discernment and know, hey, this doesn't feel fair. It doesn't feel like it's going to bring harmony or peace. It actually is corrupt. And then don't be afraid to share that in a tactful way and bring light to it. It's a beautiful gate. And I thank you again for sharing your energy with me. Until next time, we meet again.
And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe. And I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.